Ready?
Yeah, sure, man.
I'm recording it.
All right.
Okay, so we're in the back of Siberia. Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollebach.
Hey, man.
A pleasure to bring this next guest. You've heard him before. This is his fifth time or something like that. How many times have you been on here?
This is my second time ever.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with a hard-hitting question.
All right.
Should we have given my father LSD?
No.
No?
No.
Should we have dosed him and just let him
maybe
see?
Maybe with like a pot brownie or something, but not LSD.
Why not?
Not LSD.
What happened?
LSD, that's a little more intense. People probably not prepared for no LSD. Yeah, you can't just spring LSD on somebody and not be like, I dosed you with LSD.
You know, and that's the thing, I'm such an asshole. I've actually never done LSD, and I'm just like, I think
and then you're
cool.
Just going to dose your daddy with some LSD?
Up front.
And you wouldn't even know how many hits to give him.
He's my guinea pig. I want to see what he's doing.
Why?
Your dad
is an elder man.
You know, I graduated college. He just got his broker's license, real estate broker's license in Jersey. You know, he's passing testes out there. What if
testes.
he needs a refresh?
He's passing
after
testes? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's amazing.
I don't dig too deep in his personal life.
Well, it seems like you're trying to. Would you give him a goddamn truth serum of acid?
Look, Young Funny's taking over New Orleans.
We're trying.
People don't realize this. You
yeah,
take over
slowly building
territories. I've
section
noticed 12 parishes.
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
On Celio Street. Okay, but if people are Googling stuff, it's like 12 parishes on Celio Street. Okay.
14 parishes on Clio Street.
Oh, shit.
It's all right.
I'm
1638 Clio Street.
And every Tuesday at Redux.
Redux, just so people will be able to spell it. I don't know.
It's
Redux,
supposed to be
Redux, you know, go, goo, whoever, however.
801 Poland Street?
Yes.
Is that right?
Every Tuesday, 7:30 sign up, 8 o'clock show.
Stand up.
Man, stand
open
up. Open mic. Get
every
in.
Third, the next one's going to be Bingo with
Bingo.
Geneva.
Every third Tuesday.
Cool.
Yeah.
So for $5, you get a bingo card. And then as you play bingo, like you're winning dildos.
Oh, for sex prizes. It's all bingo.
Dildos.
Yeah, dildos, butt plugs.
Xander first.
Chaps. Four, no, I think Thomas is first. 4, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The 420 show, I think, was your best show yet.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
I'm glad I recorded it.
Yeah. You're like stand-up wise, for you personally.
Yeah.
That was like the best I had ever seen you. I felt like it all came together at that
point. It felt really good. It did, because...
And it was packed in there, man. That was the biggest show you had. It was a... Can you tell me what went into that?
Well, I figured since it was going to be 420, I'd bring some old shit back. And I hit him with some more of the new stuff that I had going on that I know is going to work. And then I definitely wanted to get this voice out that I had going on. The Muppet
people
voice.
Were smoking weed inside.
So much smoke. So much smoke. Yeah.
In the venue.
The Muppet voice is what I really needed to get out.
Because
I thought about it and I was like, this would be a great idea. Let's see how it rolls. And to say that it was a mainly black audience, they dug it. They dug the fuck out of it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I've done it one other time than that. And I've kind of left my slick side slavery joke to the side just to go ahead and continue this goddamn autistic Muppet joke. So, you know, it's wicked. It's wicked, but I like how my mind works. And I was enlightened this weekend.
Yeah, it was just you were doing, I think what I saw happening is you were like slowing down, you were confident, mm-hmm. and you were just spending that extra time to like dig into things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you were, you had always done the joke where like the autistic Muppet runs away, but I feel like that time you were just holding all the positions longer.
There was a certain time where I realized I'm like, oh, I can breathe through this. And you see, like on the video, I go from like heightened to like and then I kind of release, and I'm like, I can kind of flow into this because I have time. Like I have how long I want to do to finish this, and I'm getting a lot better with noticing how much time each joke takes to actually complete, no matter how fast or how slow I do it. So you know, that's usually a good judgment on how long my set is gonna be. Or how long I need it to be. Yeah, it's this shit's all coming together now. Like a puzzle.
Yeah.
And I love that they have ice in the piss trough.
I'm going to ask you, oh yeah, we just peed together in the bathroom.
Oh my God, it was a glorious pee.
It was glorious. Because when you get to melt buckets and buckets of ice, your dick feels more powerful.
Right.
Even if it's tiny.
Right, I melt that.
As long as it's hot.
With the heat from my body.
Yeah.
That's instant.
Yeah. The steam's coming off.
Foof, I'm doing that. Looks like a goddamn New York street or a fucking London fog.
You know, like
London
a ninja escape someplace, smoke goes everywhere. My dick just did that.
Gotta get
whatever.
The fuck out of here. Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. Got acid pee.
This is another thing I want to add. Sometimes you're falling asleep sometimes.
So much.
And I tell you.
So tired. Do so much.
But here's the thing. You wake up early. People don't realize how hard Cosmic works. It took me a while to realize this too. You know, you wake up super early. You do electrical work all day.
Yeah.
In buildings. Then you go out and you take care of your dogs. You still have dogs?
No. I gave my dog away.
Good move. And then, what you gotta do, man.
I had to.
What was that sad giving your dog away to do?
Very.
Because it's stand up and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I ain't got no kids, so why take on the burden of having this dog? Not the burden, but just having another life partner there, I guess.
He's your friend.
Yeah. And she was amazing, but I wasn't going to be able to take on this journey that I'm fucking going down. It's a fucking journey, and I'm here to take it, man. I'm ready. This is fun.
Okay, so you do, but this is my question. What was the hardest day that you had doing electrical work made you go, you know what, it would be way cooler if you were a comic? You know what I'm saying?
Man, just like, because doing electrical, I get up. Depending on what time I got to be work, sometimes I got to be work for 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So sometimes I got to wake up for 5, depending on where I got to be at, you know? And I used to get home like around 12, 1, you know, probably go to sleep around 2. So doing that every day, it'll take its toll. And, you know, I sleep anyway. It doesn't matter. The hard days are usually when it's the hot days. And I usually have to do some type of exertion at work where I got to pick up stuff heavy, something like that. Yeah, sun beating down on you, you know. That'll take it out of you. That'll drain your life force. You know, 8 hours a day doing some bullshit like that. Sometimes it's more than that, depending on, you know, how much work they got. But, you know, it's not going to stop me from doing it. Because, like, once I get out here, like,
I know, but do you remember, like, was there a hard day where it was just like, fuck, man?
Every day is hard, usually. The worst probably when, there really haven't been too many work that I've gotten acclimated because I've done this for so long to where I've always stayed up and then went to work. So, you know, as long as I can fight through the sleep in the morning, I'll be all right for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really say it was been any hard days.
Well, I just like sometimes the heat just gets me. I'm such an asshole. me and my pops. I'm a city man.
Sounds like such a vagina. As you
me
say
and my
that.
Pops, we went on a fucking boat tour, and it was so hot that by the end of it, I like almost passed out on the boat. First of all, and then I had to like open my shirt. I had to make my pants into capris. Let my balls drain out.
Oh, got way
out.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Got way too hot.
Yeah.
Wow. And were you drinking any water? Did you have any hydration?
Yeah, we drank some water. One cup of tea, one cup of water.
One cup of tea,
iced
one cup
tea.
Of water.
One cup of water. Then we got on. So I felt like I'm hydrated.
But you didn't have any water with you?
No.
Did the boat have a top?
Yes.
The boat had a top.
Yeah.
But sun still beaming from the sides. She has a nice ass.
It was hot.
I felt
such a loser.
And then you have no protection on top of your head or no type of melanated pigment to where you can go ahead.
I burn so fast.
Yeah. You can't really take in the sun.
I'm like a strip of bacon on the hot sun sometimes.
The vitamin D.
I got the, there was a crawfish mambo and all they did was the parking lot.
Yeah.
And next to the biggest parking lot at UNO, they boil It's like a holocaust of crawfish. So the first time I saw it, I was like, that is impossible. You know?
All of them shall die.
I really had to graze down to go there and wear a hat, you know, because I'm a bald man, you know, and you cook pretty easy.
Right. Yeah, you definitely.
I'm going to check the list. And,
please check the
list.
Part
two is going to come on in a second.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just two guys chilling.
Just fucking chilling.
Just
fucking
two friends.
You know.
How'd that go?
Circulation.
That was fun.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
I think we both did decent.
Yeah. They enjoyed it. They weren't ready for the spontaneity and the shock of our material, but they were very receptive.
It's always good when you see an audience of unfamiliar faces.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, let me try all my jokes.
Yeah,
haven't heard these before. I know I got a good, decent crowd.
At that joke that I do, I always forget that I got a real big banger at the end. I'm like, oh, I get to go into this part. And it's like, ooh, this is the good part of the swing.
I realize, like, when I slow down, I realize, these jokes are funny. Let me just slow down and do them all.
Right.
But if I'm like, and then this and then this and then this and then this and then this, people can't hear anything. They don't know it. And I'm moving too fast, and it's, you know, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to start a rumor.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, this podcast, Kyle.
Yes.
It's got me in a lot of trouble. Sometimes names are mentioned
You have been in a lot of trouble from this
podcast. Is that true?
Names have been mentioned.
Did Puni Lakmani go after me today?
Oh yeah, you definitely got. But he always goes after you, on a daily. Usually, when he gets put after you, in any circumstance, or if he gets put before you, in any circumstance, he normally would go after you. Like the last time when he got put before you, he mentioned something because you didn't want him to bump you. So,
I think maybe I started the beef.
Yeah. I think you start most of the beef. To be honest with you, I think you start most of the beef.
Corey read me at one time.
Yeah.
He was like, "This next comic told me anything is cool. Just don't let Puneet Lakmani bump
me,
you."
Right.
Exactly what happened.
It wasn't a bump. It wasn't a bump. You didn't want to go first.
I wrote second.
And you preferred to go second.
Right, so I wrote second.
Nobody wanted to go first. Puneet came. You know Puneet wanted to go early. Boom. By elimination, you Puneet goes before you.
Right.
Yeah, boom. It's not a bump, but technically, boom.
Let's start this little beef here.
Yeah.
And then he goes up and he's like, what I find interesting about his story is that he had friends when he was 8.
You're the one that's trying to build a Taco Bell.
What?
Basically. You're the one that's bringing the beef. You're the one that's starting the beef off.
Am I starting it? That was fun. I'm a weird guy. I got roasted. I think that's my favorite kind of comedy. You know what I mean? I love that shit. Yeah. I love, fake animosity.
You did set up
when it gets,
roast.
Super real, then it's even, more like, whoa. This is fun. You know what I mean?
For people to go ahead and insult you to your face.
Yeah.
Instead of behind your back.
Yeah,
that's what you prefer.
I love it.
There you go.
Honesty.
Let me know what you really feel.
Yeah. Let's be conspicuous about
this. You had at least 50 people that were supposed to come to this show, and how many people came?
No, that's not true. Only, I'd say I invited 18, and
you
think
invited 18.
14 showed up.
How many people were in the group that were messaged in the group?
That was like 14 people.
Yeah?
No. I'm sorry. 18 people. I asked 18 people to do it. 14 showed up.
Oh.
That's not too bad.
My father's giving out exaggerated numbers there.
Exaggerated?
Mm.
Not really.
What? I heard 50 people, 20 people.
No.
A lot of people were supposed to be there.
No. The only people who dropped out were Austin Fauché last minute. And
Lane
didn't want to do it. I think I can't really remember. Everybody else showed up.
Well, I was only there fucking until my portion, which I was second, and then I left. So I don't know really.
I sent out the order, so I think people kind of rolled in when they thought they would get up,
right?
And that's what happened.
That makes sense.
All right. What other territories is Young Funny looking at that we don't know what about yet. What are
the territories? Like, we're trying to take over some shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just goes. It just comes as it goes. It just goes as it comes, you know?
But I'm saying, like, what's that? Is there anything I don't know about that I can, like, scoop?
You don't know about? I mean, there's shit that I don't know about until it happens. You know, we just live in the moment, man. We don't try to... I'm just saying, you know, we're not trying to look towards just extra shit like that. It just let it come to you as it comes. Be patient.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
so
it's
so,
definitely gonna come within time and within patience.
Okay, so you met my father.
Yes, I did.
We went to UFC 211.
It was a good time.
Great time.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That was fun.
Once again.
Nachos
were amazing, and the quesadillas.
You know, I'm so pissed at Hooters, man.
Fuck Hooters,
man. The plan was Hooters. They dropped out.
I was with Hooters. Hooters was nice.
Now, Dad, my father had issues with understanding you sometimes.
Me?
Yeah. I was like, hey, he doesn't understand that. You know what I mean? And then I had to translate a few times.
But I think he did understand, and you just manipulated it. To where
I was starting beef?
Basically, like you normally do.
What?
Because you burn bridges, and maybe you manipulated it to where it was like he didn't understand, but it looked like to me he understood slightly. But to you, since he didn't understand 100%, you were like, oh no, I need to go ahead and break this down in white layman's terms.
Okay, let me bring further evidence to the table, mm-hmm. please.
Okay.
Do you know that song, Cut It?
Right.
Okay.
You didn't sing it right at first.
My eyes, I need to tuck it.
Yeah, but you didn't sing it right. It's definitely he wouldn't have got that regardless.
My eyes, I need to tuck it. What does that mean?
You need to go ahead and put your fucking chain away.
Your chain of diamonds.
Or your just hair and bone chain. It doesn't have to be a chain of diamonds.
Hair and bone? What?
Hair and bones.
Hair and bone?
Rope chains, gold chains, any type of chain.
Any
type of chain.
So it started as diamonds and then it went down?
I mean,
like
just,
to
just,
like dollar store flossing. Items?
Just flossing. Just anything that's fucking, you know, expensive. Fucking gold, diamonds, all that shit. Tuck that shit in.
Not just like... seashells.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that bullshit.
What's in that? What is that?
This is clay, man. This clay came from Ghana. Gigi got me these beads, these shell beads.
Oh, from Africa?
Yeah.
From Ghana.
That I wear around my neck like
a
puma.
Okay, can we talk about what Gigi brought up at the roast?
About what?
She roasted me because she was like,
I wasn't there, so you had to tell me.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
But maybe you've heard this story already.
Possibly.
Gigi, when she went to Ghana...
Your pink penis?
She was like, you're...
It's slimy?
What? She wanted me to put her trip on my credit
coconut
card.
Coconut balls. That's what she was talking about. Coconut balls and your pink slimy penis.
Oh, because I wear tight pants?
I don't know. Looks like a naked mole rat. Look like a baby naked mole rat. That's what I...
I'm smuggling. You don't know.
You what?
Like illegal levels
of
D?
You're smuggling cantaloupes.
Yeah?
Like cantaloupes.
I have a lot of ejaculate. It's not like a big dick,
but
it's huge.
You need to get that out of there, man. You need to get that out of there, son.
Yeah.
No, man. You can't keep that bottled up, man.
It's almost like a caulking gun. You know the film Construction.
Kids, man.
What?
You got to get out of there. You got to get all that out of there. You shouldn't have balls that big. It's just sag. It's just sag, man. You should get like a Screen Actors Guild card for it and everything.
No, they just balloon with saline solution.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. You scrotoxin? Stop. Don't do that. Not in New Orleans. You go to fucking LA and you scrotox, man.
All right,
smooth balls. But yeah.
What were we even talking about? Gigi, Ghana. She wanted me to put her whole fucking my whole trip on her credit card. Her trip on my credit card.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you think I got like a credit limit that would accept that shit? You know what I'm saying? She's like, just put like $2,500 on your credit card. And then like on this day, I'll give you $3,000. I'm like, you know, I don't think situations like that always work out, you know?
That's $5,000, man.
And then she brought it up roasting me like I was a fucking asshole. And she's like, what's the point of your white friends? if they're not putting shit on your credit card. You know what I mean?
I mean, what is the point of your white friends if they're not putting nothing on the credit card, man? You the one with the credit card. We don't got no credit cards, man. You need to go ahead and...
You don't got no credit card? That's not true.
I don't have a credit card. No.
What?
I've never had a credit card.
Never?
Never.
You have a debit card?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah. My dad never told me, he always told me never to get a credit card, so I never did.
Yo, I got like hella credit card debt and stuff like that.
Why you got so many, how many credit cards you got?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What should you be spending?
Well, there was, look, things didn't go perfect for Uncle Eric when he first went to Los Angeles.
You're a creepy uncle though, man. I wouldn't want you as my uncle.
Creepy?
Yeah, man. What? You're the creepy uncle.
Really? Like,
Corey is our Uncle Corey. When you say Uncle Eric, it's just like
I'm a certified uncle.
It's like you sit in the park without children just to watch the children. You know,
I'm just out there.
Yeah, just out there, just watching. Just
playing the sand together.
Yeah, I like it. I like how you throw it in the face.
Gonna watch you in the sand.
Throw it in the face. Whose child are you watching? I'm just out here watching all the children. Here to save the day.
Look, there's neighborhood watch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of definitions of everything. Look, let's move on because I think this is taking a horrible turn.
Has it? Okay.
Beefs. Am I like? What's wrong with my personality? If you were my therapist, Kyle,
straightforward, man.
I see a therapist all the time.
Uh huh.
And he's always like, "Stop dealing with these face bitches. You know what's going on." You get emotional, they drop you, and he's like, I think you have codependent personality disorder. Like, if someone isn't, like, a fan of you up front, then it makes you crazy.
You settle. You want shit immediately. As soon as you get something when you know that it should be something, you're like, yes, I'm going to lock this down and I'm going to keep it.
Are you talking about face bitches? Or are you talking
about? You mentioned face bitches, so I just go ahead.
What does that mean, though? I'm sorry, but like some of my audience is white. What's a face bitch?
A face bitch? A face bitch is like a prostitute or a hooker or somebody that just gives face. Face meaning fellatio or any type of dick suckage.
Okay.
Towards the penis. Maybe for money, maybe not for money.
That's clear. You know?
But basically, that's a face bitch. Somebody that give it up easy.
So what's my issue, like, psychologically?
As soon as you find something that you haven't had in a while, you hurry up and try to lock it down and settle, and then try to conquer on top of that settlement. Like, you like, oh, I got you, you're mine now, we good, we cool, I'm not going to wait for you to answer, boom, this is how we going to do things. And it's like, it's overwhelming, I'm pretty sure bitches ain't ready for it. Never ready for it, and that's why you have the situations you come into where they be like, nah, I'm gonna suck this nigga dick now because I don't give a fuck about you and your rules because you giving me rules and a schedule, and I ain't never.
What is wrong with a schedule?
I mean,
isn't a schedule used to be called a date?
Son, most of these hoes be leaving their mama house and they don't want to be fucking locked down in no type of schedule. And you be trying to put these hoes on a schedule and shit, and they already come out loose in the motherfuckers, and just loose like WD-40 and hit them twice. Yeah, just real loose. You got to be careful with that, man. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful.
But a schedule is just like, I'll see you Friday at 8, and then, like, you know, you maybe a Groupon shit because you don't have a lot of money, you know. Maybe you got to schedule something. Maybe you got to go, like, what's the parking over there? Is it going to cost $20, parking? You know?
Oh, nigga, you gotta live in the moment when it comes to them situations, man. You trying to plan too far ahead. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Just get in there.
So, let's talk a little bit about John Rowe. Because John Rowe, you know, I have, like, very vivid...
Since I've only been on here twice, yeah, why not, huh? First time when he was here and
now. No, it's just like he saw my refrigerator.
Yeah? He saw mine as well.
All right. And I have three sandwiches in a row in tinfoil, right? And then I have like a row.
But you be coming with them white folk sandwiches.
What are white folk sandwiches? Tuna.
Yeah, man, you can't be just offering people tuna. You made this tuna. What type of tuna is this?
I gave
you
a tuna sandwich one time. That's like a
tuna and la croix. A tuna and la croix.
Oh, a seltzer water. And a tuna sandwich is rude.
Water. You know what you get when you come to my house? You get a motherfucking ham and cheese sandwich with pickles on that bitch, maybe some fresh cut tomatoes, and a motherfucking and some goddamn Kool-Aid or some soda or whatever you would prefer. Not no goddamn seltzer water. Nigga, I won't make your face break out. Bitch, you coming over here and you will acquire acne like a goddamn high schooler. Come get these sandwiches.
Getting this high fructose corn syrup with these egg and cheese.
Fucking A. Then take a nap. Take a nap on a cot and fucking wake up, play video games, and go back to your fucking house.
But he looked at me very serious. Okay, this is like 9 days before he passed away. Okay. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and he goes, "Are you obsessive compulsive? Do you have obsessive compulsive disorder?
OCD?"
And I was like, "Why? Because I have three sandwiches."
He might have just.
Because maybe any time I show up and go, maybe I'd like to eat later. Like, how many days are you alive before you realize, like, maybe I need to eat at that time? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I make three sandwiches, five sandwiches at once, and I got a row of sandwiches.
That's the way to go.
I mean, what is
eat
that?
Sandwiches. No,
I'm obsessive compulsive.
Eat a few sandwiches. Well. Your actions can actually pull off the way he might have thought. He might have just learned that word that day, though.
But, oh, okay.
And you're like, "Oh, obsessive compulsive." Boom, that's you. And just depict that on you because you do shit in a weird way.
What do you
and
mean?
Nobody really understands you. I don't know. Just your way of thinking. Like when you approach women, you go ahead and point out the obvious of like, "Oh, so how long you been having your nipples pierced?" And it's like, this is not the conversation to have at all with somebody we don't know, Eric. Like, why would you just point this out at first? Like, why is that the way to go? I mean, cool that the conversation is actually going, which is surprising. I'm very surprised that most of these bitches continue to talk to you, but
disrespect.
You come out with the disrespect first. Are you serious? You laugh because you know it's true.
You might be right.
Yes, you came out with Michelle. Michelle Poole's like, you asked when we was at Line of the Week. Yeah. You asked about her titties being fake and shit, and if the old guy likes it or not. And it's like, what? The fuck, son? You can't do
that. I love Michelle Poole.
Yeah, but your fucking your actions are so abrupt, my nigga. You forcefully come hard and aggressive. Like first instinct, it's just like bow, and it's like, whoa.
I'm a
nobody's
deal
usually ready.
You know? Those are just called like predator instincts sometimes.
Is that what is?
That's a bad thing?
Predator instincts.
Let's talk about John a little bit in the funeral. This is like incredibly disrespectful, this whole thing. The funeral, you know, you were one of the people who did a poem.
Yeah, well, I was the only one that did a poem.
Any highlights from that you want to talk about? What did that mean to you, doing that process?
It just was a whole bunch of little forget-me-nots. That's what I would say. That's a good one. Forget-me-nots. That just kind of assembled themselves into that piece that I was able to share with everybody. Just like bits and pieces of over time of things that I would think about him, and we were supposed to make it. So, you know, that was the title of the poem. We were supposed to make it because, nigga, like, he the one that started this whole Young Funny thing, so... It's like, nigga, this where you can't leave now. He didn't do much as, and you know, being the creator and founder as it progressed. But still, you know, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be together. Like, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't bond with each other like we do. And now we have like a more of a connection now. Because he assembled a goddamn Avengers team, basically, of goddamn eclectic comics. I used the word eclecticism the other day, and I was like, is that a word to go ahead and, can I use that? Is that work? It works now, and I used it. And it sounded good when I was saying, but still, you know, to say that he's, and we're all different. Ain't none of us the same. You know, we all have, like, our own different aspect. It's kind of like, you know, the Planeteers. and goddamn Captain Planet, you know? We all kind of have our own little different thing that we do with our powers combined. We can fucking take over anything, basically.
You know, for me, it was just, like, really compelling because it taught me a lot, you know? It's like, look at a guy who has every bit of talent as Eddie Murphy, 1,000%. Every bit of talent as Richard Pryor. Every bit as talent of anybody, all the greats. But it's like, he was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. He was popping pills. And if he would, dare I use the word, schedule himself, writing times.
Let's put that back in there.
Wow.
Somehow.
It's the worst word in the world.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know? I learned that from school, you know. I just went through school, and I had screenwriting class at this time.
Schedule is like planning, and sometimes plans are bound to fail.
You can brainwash yourself to do anything. You got the able body.
Brainwash anything to do what?
It inspired me to go, no, this is a very temporary existence. If you want to accomplish what you want to accomplish, it doesn't only take all the talent in the world. And John Rowe certainly showed me on several occasions he had all the talent in the world. What's next? We are going to make it.
Yeah.
But what else does it take to make it besides definitely someone who had all the talent in
the world? Keep on pushing. Just keep going. Keep doing what we've been doing. Keep going what we've been doing. You know, ain't nothing about to stop us now.
Was the funeral a little weird because we remember?
Since all this shit happened, shit has been weird.
But do you remember? Okay, but can I point to a specific time? Do you remember, we put the casket in, like, the casket was sitting on top of the gravesite,
right?
And the people were like, okay, cool. And then Corinthians 84 says, we got to get the fuck out of here right now.
Boom.
Okay,
so,
bye.
Send it promoting.
And then we got another funeral, so please.
Floral design.
Please leave. Please leave. Okay, thank you. You know, what was with that, man?
Too many people that came. It's been an interesting few weeks with things being changed. You know, me fucking moving out. You know, moving in with.
Oh yeah, you moved in with Paul George.
Paul.
Joseph. George.
Joseph.
I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. George.
Yeah.
You and Paul George moved in together.
Yes.
You signed a lease. That's like a long-term agreement.
Well, it's 6 months.
Six months. How's your landlord? What does
he
it
old.
Look like?
He
yeah.
Old and he got been back fucking lightning strikes for thumbs.
He's lightning strikes for
no,
thumbs.
No. Bent back lightning strikes for thumbs. Like take a lightning strike.
Oh, okay.
And then
oh,
bend it back
so as he walks, he's got his thumbs are pointed towards him, and he's like,
always in a Fonzie pose. No, not always okay. Fonzie pose. But they are all mangled.
Like an old school boxer. He's always like, who said that? Where's the red chick? What do I gotta tell you people? Get off the lawn, pay the light bill.
That's exactly what it is.
Is it two bedrooms? One bedroom? Studio?
No, it's two bedrooms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One bathroom?
Yeah. Bathroom between both bedrooms.
You both keep it clean? Everything clean?
Yeah.
Do you have roommate issues?
Not at the moment, though.
What do you think of Paul?
I just go to the back, if anything.
Huh?
I can just go to the back of the house.
You got a porch?
No, it's a shotgun. So, you know, laying on the stairs on one side of the shotgun, we sit on the other side. And there's always got to be a part where I have to pass through his shit or he's got to pass through mine. Unless we go to the back. But that's so much other shit that you gotta deal with.
Is it weird walking through other people's bedrooms in a shotgun?
Yes. Feels strange. Feels like you should be doing it.
So, a lot of houses in New Orleans have a very thin front, and they go along back.
A thin front. Mm-hmm.
And then they go back like 200 feet. And that's because the tax code says we are going to give you property tax based on how wide the facade of your house is.
Okay.
So all of them go back a ways. But like the good ones, you know, sometimes there's like a hallway on the right side of it or something. So you don't got to walk right through. It's weird. It is weird. I lived in a shotgun my last year of college. We lived in Journal Square in Jersey City.
Journal Square?
Mm-hmm. Jersey City, you know. We took the PATH train into school, at the new school. But that was a shotgun. It was always awkward with parties or with guests.
Yeah.
Because we would have to be like, okay, well, the bathroom's here. To get to the bathroom, you got to walk through my fucking bedroom. So if I'm making love to my girlfriend right now, it's like you're just... Huh. You know what I'm saying?
I was going
to
interrupt that love making. You don't need to interrupt that love.
So is that an issue though?
That could possibly be an issue. I got a.
Are there policies? Did you put a sock at the door?
No, I can lock that door, but you know we usually text each other or some shit if anything goes down, so we can have our privacy. But things go down usually at night and such. So
that's yeah. So it was like, yo, getting head at the moment. Here's a picture.
That's when you go farther than what I would anticipate of going.
I'm just saying, just show the evidence. So
I don't need to. You can probably just text them and they'll believe you.
Did you ever record any sex that you've ever done? Do you have any? Yeah. Where do you keep that file? Do you keep it in the cloud? Do you keep it on an external hard drive?
It's on a hard drive that I know where it's at.
A thumb drive?
A hard drive.
So there's one laptop. Mm-hmm. What's that like? Like, are you worried that you're gonna like blow up like? You know what I mean? And then there's a hard drive on one laptop that you're looking at and you know, oh shit, that's all the evidence of all my fucking fuck action.
All the evidence. I don't think it matters if you lose your fuck action evidence. You'll be alright. It's not like baby's first steps.
I always think about that when I'm on Pornhub, you know, jerking off to all these ladies. I'm
baby's
like,
baby's first steps? That's what you think about when you're
baby's
on
first steps? Tripping. What?
That's what I was talking about.
Are you tripping?
That's what I was talking about.
Look, what happens if your shit ends up on Pornhub? Is that the end of your life?
What shit is ending up?
Just
on
like
Pornhub?
The porn on your external hard drive on that laptop in the
closet.
Oh,
that
room.
No, fuck no, shit. I enjoy.
Did you perform well on that video?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have pulled it out if I wasn't gonna perform well.
How far to shoot? Did it get on your lapel?
No, didn't get that high. Didn't get that high.
Did she? Where was she aiming it?
Where I was aiming at, just not inside of her. So, you know.
Do you know that Thomas Jones has prom? They got a limo, and all the dudes got blown by their fucking prom dates.
No.
You didn't know that?
No, that was just awesome.
I just wanted to put that in, like, an audiobook and then, like, you know, use it. Hey, that's another episode of Highway Diary,
boom,
motherfucking bag.
Let's get it in.
It's my host, Kyle Smith.
I'm trying. You know, I'm in here.
Doing every Tuesday, go to Bar Redux.
Right, Redux. Oh, man.
801 Poland.
I don't know when you're going to put this out, but...
8 o'clock.
You know what's happening Friday. M-H-O-G, man. Metal Hand of God. Metal Hand of God. Metal Hand Open Mic. Babylon Sports Bar.
Oh, this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the 17th?
Life with Louis. It is, yes, it is the 19th, not the 17th.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry. May 19th, go to Babylon Sports Bar, and there's a Metal Hand of God open mic. Starts around 10 p.m. Yeah, Young Funny taking over this bitch.
Trying.
Oh, and the Shep Kelly roast. We're going to roast Shep Kelly, Butch Lives Matter. Hello.
Hello.
That is June 1st, 2017 at 14 Parishes.
Juniper at 1638 Clio Street. Check it out, man.
That's another motherfucking Highway Diary in the bag.
Banging them out.
Later.